Celebrating 40 years of music and ideas, 91.3 KBCS, a listener-supported public service of Bellevue College. You're about to listen to a segment of our program, Music and Ideas, hosted by Sonia Green.
Right now, we're turning our attention to the Bellevue City Council candidate races. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking to two of the candidates, and we have them in the studio with us, along with our online news partner, Venice Buchanan, from the Bellevue.patch.com. Welcome to the show, Venice. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sonia.
So candidates Lynn Robinson and Vandana Slatter both challenged longtime City Councilman Don Davison and defeated him in the primary. Lynn Robinson is a physical therapist who is on the Bellevue Parks and Community Services Board and has been on the Bellevue Network on Aging. Lynn received 48% of the vote in the primary. Vandana Slatter works for Amgen and has been a clinical researcher for 25 years. She also has served on the State Board of Pharmacy. Vandana earned 26% of the vote in the primary. Welcome to the show, Vandana and Lynn. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We're first of all going to give you both an opportunity to introduce yourself. So, Lynn, I will start with you.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here today, and thank you for inviting us. You know, as I've said before, I think we need experienced leadership on the council to make to achieve our goals of maintaining our diverse and vibrant community and becoming a regional job center. Bellevue's a great place to live. We have beautiful parks, excellent schools, and wonderful neighborhoods, but we need strong leadership and team playing on the council to make good decisions for our city. And that's what I've done as chair of the Parks Board, chair of the Bellevue Network on Aging, and as a successful small business owner in Bellevue for the last 13 years. That's the experience that I'll bring to the Bellevue City Council. So I'm anxious to have the opportunity to make good decisions for our city.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Vandana, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is a really great opportunity. My name is Vandana Slatter. My husband, Greg, and I chose to raise our family in the Bridal Trails area of North Bellevue about 10 years ago. I'm running to protect what makes Bellevue special and to set a course for smart growth and prosperity. Bellevue is fast-growing and fast-changing community, and we need to position for the future and continue to build our economy and preserve what's special, or else we're going to also be left behind. That includes being inclusive, building a community that's inclusive of everyone. My parents are from India. They taught me to value my roots while having the courage to grow beyond them. I believe Bellevue today has a similar story. I've been a leader in our community with my work in Bellevue College, Overlake Hospital, the Washington State Board of Pharmacy, my neighborhood, my son's elementary school, as a PTA mom, at Board of Children's Institute for Learning Differences. I'm a two-time Husky, earning a doctorate at the University of Washington and a Master's of Public Administration. I work in the biotech industry at Amgen. I focus on treatments for osteoporosis that improve the quality of life and health of seniors in our community. Our current council brings a variety of skills and community experience. I believe I can complement and strengthen the council by bringing global experience in the biotech business sector and public experience and community involvement. Thank you.
Thank you. Venice?
Okay, great. So our first question for you is that this is a nonpartisan position, but some local media has talked about this election as a challenge to the conservative majority on the Bellevue City Council, which included Don Davison. Now he's not in the race, and I have two questions for you both. So do you agree with that assessment? And also, what do you think the issues are now that differentiate you two now that the incumbent is out of the race? So I'll start with you, Vandana.
Oh, thank you. So I believe that we both share actually the same values. We're both progressives, and we've both been leaders in the community. We both have municipal level experience and expertise. I actually have a degree in it. My master's of public administration. But I believe that we need more. The stakes are higher. Bellevue is fast-growing and a fast-changing community, and we need to position ourselves for the future. And we need to raise the bar or potentially add to the expertise that currently sits at the table that our city government leaders bring. And I'm putting myself forward because I think we need global business experience in the city council if we're going to compete. And I bring that. That's what differentiates me from my opponent. And it differentiates me from other candidates that are running for city council and as well can add to some and complement the experience of current members. That's why the majority of current city council members have endorsed my campaign, including outgoing incumbent Don Davison, whose seat we were competing for. Kevin Wallace, Jennifer Robertson, and Claudia Balducci. That's why Democrats and Republicans have come together to support my campaign. I have bipartisan support. I believe they want to work with someone who brings that expertise at the table. And they know better than anybody how important and critical it is that we're able to think through our opportunities and challenges for the future with that frame of mind and informed perspective. Thank you.
Actually, I wanted to follow up, but I didn't hear the... So do you agree with that assessment then? Or is that, you know, do you agree that it's a challenge to the conservative majority? Or do you think it's a... Do you think that that wasn't an accurate assessment that's been made in local media?
That it's a partisan race?
Yeah, that the election was a challenge to the conservative majority.
Oh, I think that on city council, I think that people have... I've been surprised, frankly, at the idea that the parties are playing significantly in this race. I think there is an overlap of party, obviously, but there's also a sense of what the community believes is important, and that certain people have different points of view. Let me give you an example. When I worked on the Washington State Board of Pharmacy, we were faced with the emergency contraception issue. We were appointed by Governor Christine Gregoire, but many of us brought different values to the table in terms of what we felt about that issue. And it was very important to work through that issue in a collaborative way. And because we had a strong vision for the community and for the city, we were able to resolve that. It didn't have to do with partisanship. What it had to do with was resolving issues in a format that allowed people to come together and collaborate. I think partisanship is sometimes used as the reason why people are divided. But in many ways, it's because we need to work better together as city leaders in order to forge partnerships and build towards a common solution on tough problems.
Thanks. Okay, Lynn, do you want me to repeat the question?
No, Venice, you know, you're asking if I think this is a conservative majority takeover of that. And I don't think it's that at all. I think when you talk to the public, they feel that the change is the special interest. And we're bringing leadership that can possibly represent the entire community and not just the special interest in Bellevue. And that's the big change that people are looking for. And you know, the 15 years that I've been working in Bellevue and volunteering in the schools, volunteering at Bellevue Theater, chairing the Parks Board and the Bellevue Network on Aging for the last 8 years, you know, I have never done anything for politics. It's always been for the benefit of the entire community. And in my job as a doctor of physical therapy, treating older adults in their homes, I go to every neighborhood in Bellevue. I see people from low-income housing to waterfront homes, and I treat them all equally and well and help everybody to try to have a high quality of life. And I will continue to do that on the council.
Thank you, Lynn. Well, I'm going to start this question with you and then come backwards, but what do you and your assessment think some of the top priorities are for the city of Bellevue, and then how do you plan to address those issues? And maybe you can just give me one example, but...
Well, personally, I think one of the biggest priorities is to establish predictability in our city. Predictability is important for the residents who live in Bellevue, for the developers who want to develop, for the people who want to buy land and property and who want to work in our city and bring their companies to Bellevue. We need to have predictability. I think in terms of quality of life, I think transportation is a huge issue that we need to work on. And in terms of, we need to address transportation, get the commuters off the road, get as many people out of cars as possible, and create other alternatives like light rail, busing, walking, biking, so that the people in the neighborhoods can easily get to their jobs if they work locally and can easily shop at the local businesses. So I think that's going to be one of the biggest challenges.
Thank you. I'm going to come to you, Vandana.
Okay, thank you. Could you repeat the question?
Oh, the question was, what are some of the top priorities for the city of Bellevue, and how would you address those, and maybe give me an example of one?
Yeah, I think that what Bellevue has that's really amazing is what brings so many diverse people here. It's our unique neighborhoods and our character, our single-family neighborhoods, but also the opportunity to live, you know, and work in a fast-moving industry, for example, if you're in high-tech or in other types of industries that Bellevue has. So I think it's important that we preserve what makes Bellevue great, what makes Bellevue special, our unique neighborhoods and character, but also that we're ready for the future. The economy is fast-changing and fast-growing, and we are We are, as you can see, at different levels, state and national leadership, the issues of revenue and how we're going to fund and move forward with important issues to our community are going to be a challenge. So I guess my main issues would be economic growth, smart growth and development without affecting the character of our city, and also a sensible transit system, I think, is going to be very important. And I mean system by multimodal forms of transportation. So getting people home, getting people to work in a productive way, and allowing businesses and families to thrive.
Thank you.
Okay, and I guess I'd like you both to talk about what's your track record for solving problems specific to Bellevue? Can you, you know, pick an example of something, you know, a problem that you've seen in Bellevue and what you've done and how you've addressed it? So I'm going to start with you, Vandana.
Sure. I've had a really great experience in Bellevue living here for 10 years. When my son was 7, I feel like I grew up with the community, with him. And when I was on the PTA of his school, it's a very local issue. We had an issue with traffic safety at the school, pickup and drop-off zones. We had working parents who were kind of rushing through because of difficult traffic to get to school. And in some cases, they were penalized for being late to pick up their kids, and their kids were sitting there on the sidewalk waiting for their parents, and it wasn't a safety issue. And I recognized that there was something that we could do. So in working with the principal, the PTA, as well as the after-school program, we were able to come up with a traffic pickup and drop-off situation that's still in works today, where the after-school program would house the kids that were waiting late, the PTA would pay for it, and the school would provide the best access for the vehicles so people who are coming quickly versus slowly could get picked up. And so I think that, you know, working with my neighbors, working with people that are pretty amazing people who care a lot about students and about, you know, folks in their community, it was a very positive experience.
What school was that?
Benjamin Rush Elementary.
What city is that in?
I'm sorry?
What city is that in?
It's Lake Washington School District.
Is that in Kirkland?
It may be in Redmond.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love that, actually, about that school district, because it encompasses people from all over. And I think learning to forge partnerships with people in our neighborhoods and our surrounding cities is awesome, because we have, Bellevue doesn't have, Bellevue's borders don't always limit people, technology, economy, and neighbors.
Great. So, Lynn, I was wondering if you could, same question.
Well, twofold. My work on the Bellevue Network on Aging, you know, I was one of the founding members of that network, and I've been on it for 8 years. And during that time on the housing committee, we created a non-commercial housing website that's on the ARCH website that gives seniors a choice of where they could live in the entire east side based on what the housing options are in terms of what they offer, whether it's dependent care, independent care, memory care, and whether they take Medicaid or not. In the outreach department, we've worked very hard to provide people with information of resources that are available to them and their families. You know, we have an incredible wave of older adults coming into our community, and we need to make sure that they are engaged and independent and able to access the resources necessary to be that way. And in advocacy, you know, we worked at the local, state, and federal level to advocate for older adults. I worked with Rob McKenna to create elder abuse laws, worked on the federal level to promote the Improving Access to Medicare Coverage Act of 2013. So I'm very proud of that work. And on the Parks Board, I worked with John Chalmanac to enlarge the Robinswood off-leash dog area. I worked with Jennifer Robertson to get the Maidenbower Bay Park plan passed. We got funding for that with Kevin Wallace in the last budget, as well as funding for completion of the downtown Bellevue Park. And we also got restoration of all the levy funds for the Parks levy projects in Bellevue. So I'm proud of that as well.
Okay, great. Thank you both for answering.
Well, you both have mentioned a lot of different things that I've kind of been taking notes on and said I at least wanted to come back to a few of them as it relates to maybe some of your experience and what you bring to the table. Vandana, you mentioned global business experience, and you also mentioned some things about the neighborhoods and preservations, economic growth, all of those things being a part of, you know, things that are important to you in terms of a platform. So I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of, you also mentioned partnerships in your last answer as you were giving an example of your transportation system mm-hmm. that you worked out with the school. And I'm just wondering, you know, being collaborative and kind of thinking about the role of a city council person, who would you bring in, or, you know, what kind of collaborative efforts, you know, would you seek in this position to be able to solve some of the issues that you have mentioned that need to be addressed?
Well, that's a really great question. I believe that forging partnerships will be vital to moving Bellevue forward in the community. And mainly because we are an economic engine, not of the east side. And I believe that we have sister cities and neighboring cities that we can work with, not only to learn from each other and build on precedents that perhaps they've had, but also work together. And you mentioned transportation. I believe that transportation solutions of the future will require forging partnerships with our neighboring cities and communities, with Seattle, because we have bridges and we have roads. People, roads, pipes, economy, technology don't see borders. And yet people need to use those to get to work, to be able to function and live fulfilling lives. And so by working with people all across the spectrum, including communities and neighborhoods, as well as other governments and people who are experts in this area, even other cities around the country, we can learn. So I have been endorsed by Judy Cliburn.
I'm going to stop you for 1 second. Can you give me a specific example of maybe another another city that you might would work with on an issue, like a specific issue?
That's a great question. I mean, Bellevue is very unique, so mm-hmm. we don't always have the same elements. But I think that people often bring up for the Bell Red Corridor, for example, mm-hmm. they bring up the Portland Pearl District, you know, as an example of how a city's taken its unique characteristics and created an environment for that type of growth, an opportunity for that sort of different type of lifestyle and living. So I think that we could use sort of maybe the lessons they've learned along the way, even if it's not specific, you know, characteristics.
Does that would help? Be an example. Okay.
That
well, thank
an
you.
Example.
Well, Lynn, I want to turn to some things you've said that I've kind of picked up on, and I wanted to kind of rewind to. You talked about predictability and transportation being some of the top issues. And even prior to that, you were talking about, you know, kind of answering the question of moving out the conservative majority, that it kind of also moves out the special interest, which I think, you know, people might, you know, really be interested in maybe hearing a little bit more about. I certainly am. When you say changes the special interest, can you give me an example of what those special interests look like and how that might change with someone like you in that position?
Well, I think we saw that in light rail. You know, we have a community that voted for light rail, and we had a council majority that did everything it could to block light rail. So I think that's a very good example of the special interest that I'm talking about.
And how might that change with you? I mean, like, what would you do differently, you know, to make sure that special interest is not a part of the conversation?
Well, I can't dictate how it's going to be in everybody else's conversation, but I can say that I represent the community. I do not represent special interest. I do not have huge backing of funding from the special interest. I have backing from regional leaders. I have backing from a tremendous amount of people in the community. And I represent the community. I'm a strong voice for the people and the businesses of Bellevue.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Well, we are just coming into like the point where we're almost out of time. So I want to give you both another opportunity to have a word with our listeners. So you have a minute. And Vandana, I will start with you.
I'm very proud to be running for Bellevue City Council. I think that Bellevue is an economic engine of our state. I think this is the place to be. This is the position to run in. And I believe I bring unique qualities and qualifications to support my city and to give back to my community that has given me and my family so much. I was a leader in the community with my work at Bellevue College, Overlake Hospital, Washington State Board of Pharmacy, and in my own neighborhood, which I'm very proud of, in the Bridal Trail area. I believe what differentiates me in this race is my global technology experience that is not yet on council, and and business experience as well as public sector experience. And that is why I believe the majority of current city council members have endorsed my campaign, including the outgoing incumbent and former mayor, Don Davidson. I believe that's why Democrats and Republicans have come together to support my campaign. I believe they want to work with someone who brings expertise to the table on economic development. They know better than anybody how important it is that we critically think through our opportunities and challenges in the future.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you right there. Got a minute. So I'm going to have to give Lynn her opportunity as well. Lynn, go ahead. 1 minute.
You know, my husband and I moved to Bellevue, and we moved our children here 15 years ago to take advantage of the wonderful quality of life that Bellevue offers. And I have been involved in trying to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to enjoy Bellevue as we have. 15 years ago, I never imagined I'd be running for Bellevue City Council. And today I'm endorsed by 6 former mayors, Bellevue firefighters, Dow Constantine, Fred Jarrett, as well as regional leaders and local leaders. And I'm very proud of that. I think that I have that support because I'm a good communicator and I'm a good decision maker, and I'll be a strong voice for the people and businesses of Bellevue.
Thank you very much. Thank you both so much for coming in again. It was a pleasure to talk to you again.
And Sonia, thank you, Venice. Thank you for having us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.